There are a lot of questions about why the pro-Trump mob was able to breach the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. One pertains to the National Guard. Where were they? The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
This summer, Idaho sent 400 National Guard troops and Utah sent 200 to Washington, D.C. That's after the president stoked fears over what would be largely peaceful Black Lives Matter protests. Nearly 4,000 guardsmen were there in total. This Wednesday morning, none were reportedly at the D.C. Capitol, even with evidence of planned violence on social media. Hundreds were mobilized that night, but only after rioters got into the Capitol. David Meyer is a professor at UC Irvine who's written about social media movements. He saw the difference in enforcement at BLM protests and Wednesday's insurrection.
Policing is supposed to make distinctions based on tactics and conduct, but not based on belief, and certainly not based on identity.
He says the president and his policies favor people, even violent people, who support him. But Meyer says the blame for racist policing decisions falls on all levels of government and law enforcement. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.